introduce yourself.
I'm Randall Lawton from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I'm interviewing Catherine Lawton, my spouse, and it is Catherine Clifford Lawton because her family was one of the Doucette clan that have been coming up to Holiday Acres since 1960, early 60s anyway. Catherine, why don't you tell us your name and age, where you live, and how long you've been coming to Holiday Acres?
I am Catherine Clifford Lawton. I'm 71. I have been here with my husband before we ever had children. I've been here every year since then with my children, and I'm now here with my grandchildren. I live with my husband in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
How many years have you been coming to Holiday Acres?
I would say 44.
More.
Is it more? All right. There's no use counting when it's all fun.
It's almost 50.
Okay.
What is your first memory of coming up north?
It is the fact that it was northern Wisconsin and the fact that it was one of my clearest memories of my parents being so excited to see us.
How did the family first decide to come up north?
It was an invitation and a prodding from my uncle Jack Doucette, who is my godfather and my uncle. And it was one of those experiences that once you come, you just want to come back.
Why is this place special to you?
This place is a place where, regardless of the generation, regardless of where people have come from, when we get here, it's a chance to remember that being together and having fun, I call it the three F's, family, friends, and fun, all go beautifully together. And this is a place where there's plenty of all of it.
Is there something in particular you look forward to every year?
I look forward to the fact that it's a week long, and that I have an opportunity to not just touch ground with people, but even my nephews and people I don't see very often, I have the chance to sit down and have an actual conversation. And it's an opportunity to re-remember that there is no limit to how much I can laugh in a week.
What is your favorite family tradition?
The tradition for me is the priority of coming, regardless of what's going on in life. I have a nephew that has come from Russia, China, Spain, Turkey, never has missed a week, and no one would have questioned that he didn't come, but we all kind of knew he would. And you don't know if you can pass that on to the next generation. You just kind of offer the experience, and you hope they cultivate their own values that say, this counts. Regardless of what else is going on in my life, this counts.
What is your favorite vacation memory of your parents?
It's hearing the voice. My mother was killed by a drunk driver in 1989, but I can still hear her voice when I drive in to Holiday Acres, and it always makes me smile. And one of my favorite pictures is my mother and I sitting side by side at the Tuesday cookout up here, and it's on my refrigerator to this day.
Is there something from the old days that you really miss?
No, I'm very comfortable with these sorts of experiences, having a life of their own, and as new generations and new people come, they add whatever it is, and we just need to be open-minded and glad that people can do that.
What do you feel when you first pull into the driveway?
Exhaustion and exhilaration.
And when you first walk up to your cottage?
I'm home.
Is there a particular sound or smell you associate with this place?
Pine and incense.
Do you have any special memories of the Holiday Acres crew members or family?
One of my favorite memories is holding Kate as a new baby down at the cookout on a Tuesday night when her mother was very busy doing other things. And Kate and I made a connection. I said, this young baby is going to grow into a beautiful young woman, and she has.
What makes your cottage special?
The fact that we're here.
Can you think of a Holiday Acres story you've never told me before?
No, because I arrived the first time with my husband, and so we were older than those years where you get to do things you hope nobody knows about, but you survived and were fun.
Do you think this type of vacation is more or less important these days?
I tend to believe it's more important than ever, and you have no control over what your children and your grandchildren will make choices in life. And life is very different than it used to be. But to see the young ones come up and say, we're never going home, to say, they'd hear about, my youngest grandson was talking a year ago about coming to, Grandma, we're going to Holiday Acres. But he was very confused because he was still very young. And 3 days after being here, he came up and he said, Grandma, we are actually at Holiday Acres. And the day he left, he gathered stones from his driveway, put them in a little cup, and handed it to me as a souvenir, saying, this is for helping us remember Holiday Acres. And throughout the last year, he has been over several times. The rocks are on my windowsill in the kitchen, and we will take them down and let them swim or give them a bath and then put them back.
Is there anything else you want me and my siblings to know?
No, I think you will discover on your own what you need to know.
Okay. We're going to switch this to Kathy interviewing me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow the questions. There's a couple of them in there that I didn't check that you don't need to follow.
Randall, as one of the outlaws, which we affectionately refer to people that weren't here by blood, but were here either by marriage or association, can you compare your first impressions of Holiday Acres with how you think and feel about it now that you've been here with your children and your grandchildren?
Well, there was something that happened to me. My first trip here, we were down on the beach probably the day after we arrived, and we got onto the beach, and all of a sudden all of these people on the beach extended themselves to conversation and questions, and they were making friends, and I felt just more than hospitable. They all were. This is the welcome that I received from the last week in July, I guess, and they make me feel great. I just felt very at home here. But my whole perception of what opportunities exist here for having an enjoyable trip in the North Woods, I have changed somewhat because we now understand those opportunities. We don't just stay at Lake Thompson. We might go fishing or hiking or something at other lakes. We kind of extended ourselves to the North Woods as opposed to here at Holiday Acres, but it's been very enjoyable.
What do you think, agreeing to the tradition that really is my family? You come from a very long traditional family that has its own whatever. What do you think the experience of doing this has meant in terms of your children and your grandchildren, in terms of your relationship with them?
Well, it's interesting. Everybody is so busy doing so many things up here that you get these little packets of time with each child or grandchild, and they're normally measured in minutes. And that's okay, but it you'd think you'd be up here a week, you'd be spending just lots of time in succession with one of your grandchildren, getting to seemingly know them better. But no, there's always another one or a child that comes in and kind of, you know, bumps the other one out, and then you get to spend time with them. So you have to be kind of mindful about this, or you're going to get lost.
Do you believe that our children and now our grandchildren have inherited the desire to be here? Or do you think it is just cultivated on their own?
Well, inherited, maybe that's my connotation of inherited. I would say no, it evolved through their experiences here, growing up here. But they all have a very high respect level for their time here. I think the youngest four-year-old grandchildren this year told his father, I don't want to leave this place. I want to live here permanently. Oh, take that, Dad.
How does your experience here at Holiday Acres feed your love and almost need to be in nature that you've had for as long as I've known you?
Well, it's there's hiking time and water time up here, and you know, hiking in the woods, and that's part of it. I love to really get into the woods. I'm not a run on the trail guy. A run on the road guy. I'm a walk on the trail guy. So that, and then to see what you can see in the woods. And then the same thing on the water. You're just on the water, and all types of both silent sports, stand-up boarding, kayaking, whatever, sailing, or tubing and water skiing, kind of constantly, every day it's part of your existence up here.
So in general, have you ever resented having to come because you married me, or have you primarily always been grateful that we have this opportunity?
Oh, it's been a gift to our lives, to our families' lives, and it's obviously a gift to our children's families' lives. So I'm ever grateful that it was introduced. I was introduced to the experience up here. I have some favorite annual things that we do. We have my sister-in-law and I, or my daughter-in-law and I, organized the resurgence of a tennis tournament where everybody in that stays at Holiday Acres is welcome to play, and we get normally 64 players, or 64 teams, I think. And they all play, and the name of the tournament is called the Ding-a-Ling Tournament, so you don't have to have skill. You just have to want to come out and kind of be part of it. And we have food and refreshments for the bystanders, and it's become, in the last 10 years, it's just taken over the whole Holiday Acres Resort on Thursday mornings. And everybody seems to come, virtually. Beach time socializing is really also one of the really enjoyable parts. That first time I came down to the beach and all those people were so good to me, this happens every day when someone comes down, and it's one of the wonderful aspects of a small beach with a lot of people. you get in close contact and spend some real time with them, and as well as sometimes you're playing games or going swimming and things on this order. The Holiday Acre experience is an interesting combination of family-owned and employee-delivered hospitality, and bundles of different summer, mainly outdoor activities that fill the week, and with fun and learning and experiences that are just great. But then you have this multi-generational social time. And that is so intense and such an important part of it. This week's experience that I can't say enough about it.
When we were much younger, our oldest son, who was quite young, you kind of pulled a joke or a trick on him, along with Michael Donovan, who was part of the Doucette crowd. Could you tell us about that?
Like your cousin's son. They were maybe 7 or 8, and we had an old-time snipe hunt. And I think the trail's around, it's either Fawn Lake or Lost Lake. It's just maybe a mile from here. And we took them over there with pots and pans and ladles and things to beat on them. And we had burlap bags, and they were trying to catch snipe for an extended period of time.
Is there any such thing as a snipe?
Well, there are snipes, but they aren't. These are phantom animals as they're described in a snipe hunt.
Like a hodeg.
It's very similar to hodegs, yes. Good work. And they didn't really realize how fooled they were for quite a while. And now they can really laugh at it. It's just kind of fun. And no one else in our experience up here has ever done this again.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a fun experience with my mother-in-law, your mother,
mm-hmm.
where I was slalom skiing on the back dock, and someone ran me past the dock quite closely, thinking I was going to drop off. And instead of dropping off, I managed to spray to bathe your mother. And so much so that she had to go back to the hairdresser and get her hair redone, because that's how women did their hair in those days.
And Randall, did you do this on purpose or by mistake?
Oh, it was just one of those things. I had to do it. Smells and sounds at Holiday Acres and the Northwoods. One of them, I love the pine smell, but I also love the sound of gentle breezes up here, especially early in the morning. If you get the leaves are rustling just a little bit, and there's like no other sounds, so it's a very calming experience. When I first get to Holiday Acres, my excitement is that we are beginning, we have another beginning to the best week of the year. And that's how our family talks about this, especially our grandchildren. It's just from 4 to 13, they all call this the best week of the year. I think that's it. No, that'll be it. We're done. Pardon?
I want to thank you, Randall, for being so honest
and
so free with your thoughts and your feelings. And thank you for being such a good sport about one of my family's traditions that you have not just agreed to, but you have embraced. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, Catherine, for participating in this. I gave you a buzzsaw of questions, and you responded to them very openly and quite actively, and I appreciate that.